Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet. Which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Risen Motherhood. This is another show where Emily and I are together. So I've got Emily right next to me here.
And true story, Emily, myself, I have a baby on my lap. Just so you guys know, in case there's any weird background noises.
Yeah, so if you hear some cooing or anything like that, we had this little guy wake up early from nap. And so he is going to join us for our show today. But today, kind of funny enough, we are actually talking about nap times.
I didn't think about that until just now.
Oh yeah. He cut it short for us.
Real life happening as we record this.
Exactly. So we are, chatting a little bit today about how as a mom, you can use your nap time well. And I don't know, Emily, do we want to just like start with, chatting a little bit about how things we've done during nap times and how it's kind of changed over motherhood?
Yeah. Yeah, and so let's see. Nap time for me right now, again, I have four kiddos, and my oldest son doesn't nap anymore. So that's a whole transition in and of itself that I spent most of winter in denial about. But he does have like a rest time where he plays quietly, but it's not the same. So I truly don't have any more like a period of the day when my kids are awake that I am away from children, like nobody talking to me for like 10 or 15 minutes or longer. And so that's really changed. But luckily my twin toddlers, they do still take anywhere from 1 to 2 hours worth of naps in the afternoon. And then obviously I have an infant that isn't napping right now, but does take pretty good naps. And sometimes those sink. So right now for me, I would say like, I don't count on nap time anymore as like my holy grail of...
Yeah, you're trying to like recoup and re-energize for the rest of the day.
Yeah, so I think I really had to figure out how to build some of that self-care rest time just throughout my day. Mm-hmm. But certainly, like, that time, I'd say have, like, an hour where my oldest son is kind of playing and, like, needs my attention some, but my other kids are sleeping. It's just become really a time for me to do some house-related things and, I guess, like, more work type stuff. I've really had to get to where I utilize that practically more so than for like my rest. I don't know if that makes sense.
What was it like for you? Let's just say when you did have nap time.
Okay. So back when I did have nap time.
Wasn't that long ago. She talks like it was like eons ago.
No, I know. It feels like eons ago. Okay. So I remember I had these visions of like, I used to do sewing projects.
Oh yes.
I used to bake for people. I used to make meals for my friends. I used to like have quiet time during that time.
So when you had like one kiddo, like how many hours a day did you have?
Okay. So back when he was taking like two naps a day.
And this is one child, two naps a day,
like 3 to 4 hours probably.
Yeah, there's like a lot of time. I feel like when you have one kid and you kind of, even if they're not super scheduled generally.
Yes.
Like maybe you can predict when you're going to get that time. Maybe you're not, but I feel like generally when you're kind of a first-time mom and you have one kid, maybe twins, whatever, but you probably can count on 3 hours a day, maybe sometimes like up to six, or if you have huge, heavy sleepers, every mom out there is like jealous right now.
And it really varies, but I know for a while I got into a really good groove during nap time where I would spend the first 15 to 20 minutes cleaning up the house. Because then I felt like I could rest. And then I would spend the rest of the period of time, I don't know, like doing things that I enjoyed doing, whether it was writing or researching something, or maybe I was responding to emails. It was more like sitting down. Because a lot of times as a mom, you're like, I've been walking all day long. And so I do still try to do some restful things, but I don't count on that anymore.
Yeah, I remember this mom once said to me, and she, you know, was in, her kids were all in elementary, she had like four kids, and she says, I had
started writing more on my blog. It's not when I started my blog when I had my son, but I started writing a lot more frequently and just having obviously a lot more time for it. And I remember she said, oh, you are in just the sweet spot to start a new hobby. You know, as a first time mom, like she's like, just wait until, you know, you have more children. It'll be a lot more difficult. And, you know, I'm on baby number two, but I do already know she's right. You know, mm-hmm. it gets more difficult the more children that you add.
Yeah.
But
it changes.
Yeah. It just, and as your children get older, I mean, just, it's mm-hmm. always ever evolving, as they say. And
there's pros and cons to every season.
Exactly. So true. I mean, yeah. I loved it when my kids dropped their morning naps.
Yes. Cause you can do more.
Exactly. I felt like I can finally go to a play date and not stress out about where yes. I'm going to set up a pack and play or if it's going to be quiet enough.
And, right.
You know, getting all that figured out, especially on baby two, I like kicked that first nap as fast as possible yes. To try to get my daughter to have one nap in the afternoon. And
you kind of have a different situation yeah. than I do.
Very different.
And explain kind of like how much time you feel like you get on mm-hmm. an average day, and then kind of what stuff you're able to get done during that time.
Yeah. So I have two kids and three and one, just turned three and then just turned one. And they both take afternoon naps. And now it's about, I would say at least 2 hours, like for sure can count on up to three. Sometimes I don't want to make everyone really mad at me,
ooh.
But I know, they can take a long nap. I'm not even going to give them numbers.
But Laura has blessed Laura with children that nap, but you know, we mm-hmm. all have challenges and like yeah. things that are easier and things that are harder. So
yeah.
I think we don't want to get into comparing mode.
Yeah. Let's not get mad at me. Don't like throw your phone at my picture or anything like that. But, so my kids take very good naps, and I mean, yes, there are days here and there where, they certainly will skip it altogether. So mm-hmm. it's not like that's unheard of. My daughter had colic and didn't sleep for 5 months. So bring mm-hmm. it on if we're going to get
so
there.
You paid for
yeah,
it.
I paid for it in spades, I think, where I was up all the time. So anyway, nap time, all this to say is that naps can look really different.
Yes.
And they do over seasons as a mom, what you get as far as nap time and then how you spend that. I think like we all kind of go, Emily and I were chatting and it was like, you know what, especially when you're a first time mom, as you're, there's kind of an adjustment, a period
yes,
of like,
there is.
What do I do with myself? You know, once you finally yes. get your kids somewhat, again, like sort of a predictable, at least like generally I know that
yeah.
I have these hours here or
yes.
there, you know, figuring out like how to
what
not just
I
run
do?
To the TV. Yeah.
Yes.
Or yeah. What are you going to do with that time to be intentional,
yes.
but also to rest and recuperate?
Yeah.
Cause I think moms, we need that time often. Mm-hmm. Like space away from our children, whether that's quiet playtime
mm-hmm.
or that's a true nap time.
Yeah. And as you're adjusting to like a, you know, first time mom, maybe first time naps, like maybe you are trying to figure out how to build part-time work into your
yeah.
day, or you're trying to figure out how to exercise, or you're trying to figure out how to, I don't even know all the things, but maybe you're only home, you know, with your child a couple days a week or whatever your situation
yeah.
looks like. It can be really hard because that feels like this really valuable. Like
it's
I
so
feel
sacred.
Like it's like gold.
Yes.
You know, it's like it's the most valuable. Like those minutes tick by so fast, and all the other minutes they're just like it's like the clock is frozen.
It's like you wake up and you're like, when's nap time? When's nap time? It's like you literally woke up like 6 a.m., 7 a.m. When's nap time? So I know
yes.
we all really look forward to that time and often can hold onto it with a clenched fist. And
yes,
I definitely think there is a lot of like we said, a learning curve
mm-hmm.
and how to use that. And sometimes, like even me today, I find that often it can be really difficult for me to know
mm-hmm.
how to use that time if I'm not being intentional or planning yeah. ahead or really striving just to be purposeful during nap time.
Yeah.
I can quickly, you think 3 hours is a long time, but you know, I can burn that real fast, just
isn't
like binge
amazing?
Watching TV. And
yeah.
I'm like, what? I got like 5 seconds. No, you got
okay.
3 hours, girl.
Exactly. And so I think the main thing we just wanted to talk about in terms of nap time or like anything like with our time, speaking
yeah.
of time, is like it all really goes back to our heart.
Yes.
And moms can do a lot of different things with this time. Like Laura said, we can sleep and that can be a totally legitimate
thing.
The
most holy thing you can do.
Or it can be a bad choice.
A really sluggard
and
thing.
So it's kind of, it's like really difficult for us to come in and say, oh, this is the best way to
yes.
be spending your nap time. We cannot explain that to you, and we
yes.
can't define that for you, but we can say, hey, all of us need to look at the time that we're given, look at the things that the Lord has asked us to do and look at our heart and say, are we living for God's glory? Mm-hmm. Are we desiring to love our family well? And that may look a lot of different ways.
Yes. Yes. And that's where, like we were saying, sometimes sleep, you need to take that time to rest so that you can have more energy and pour out. And so we don't hear us that, like, you must be so industrious and baking homemade bread during nap time. And that is, you know, that is a gold star for nap time. Nap time can look like true rest and it can look like getting things done for your family. It can be doing paperwork. Yeah. We're not here to tell you what it is, but we want to talk today about heart attitudes, as Emily said, of, you know, how can I use the best time?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. How can I use the time
that I have
in the best way to love others? Got it out there.
And what specifically, again, we're talking about is that sometimes I joked like, oh, this is like the Holy Grail. We're talking about it as gold. Like, we can talk about our need time is too common of a term, but our time to ourselves as moms, like, we can put it on such a high pedestal and we can just idolize it. And we're like, this is what I need. Yeah. And if I don't get it, I am going to throw an adult temper tantrum and I'm going to be whiny and pouty and I'm going to punish my kids in a variety of different ways because they didn't fit into my plan for the day and give me my time. Or another thing we can do is just sacrifice too much on the idol of like trying to get things a certain way. And so maybe your child is sick or maybe they are going through a funk or they're going through a transition and like we don't have enough grace for them because we just want them to go to sleep and leave us alone.
Our schedule, our terms.
When it's like, well, maybe you do need to lay down with them for a while, for a few weeks, you know, as they're going through a transition. Or maybe you do have a child that's a little bit needier of your attention that you need to give up some of that time. And so I think when we make our alone time like an ultimate thing, is that a good thing? Yes. But like that cannot be like our main source of hope for the day. Or otherwise, we're going to be disappointed.
Yeah, you're misplacing where your hope should be found, and where that hope should be found is in your identity in Christ. And you know, if you look at what Jesus did, he gave his entire life to doing God's will, even when he didn't want to do it. And he said, if it's possible, take this cup of suffering from me. And God said, no, like you are still going to go through this. And Jesus did that willingly.
Yeah. And he was obedient to the point of death.
Exactly. Truly. And so when we look at us moms where we're like, oh, it's so hard because I didn't get an hour today, you know, and we are, we're letting nap time just kind of take over the way that we love our children, the way that our attitudes go. We need to really be looking at Christ's example in that and know that because he first gave us grace and because he laid it all down, we can do that for our children. And how much more has God done for you than whenever you sacrifice your time and your priorities for your children and their needs? And so we want to reflect Jesus to our children and be Christ to them. And one great way of doing that is just looking. I think for me, like the biggest thing as a first time mom that I had to learn was that nap time is not a right.
Yeah. And it's not a right.
Yeah. I really looked to like, no, this is my time and I need that time. And if I didn't get that when my husband came home, you better believe like I was on terror mode. Like, you know, I was just like, oh, I need a break. I'm going to get out of here. And it's so funny to me to look back at that time now because it, you know, often that will happen where I won't get a nap time because the kids won't overlap or whatever may happen. And how, you know, your perspective does shift.
Yes.
And also just has, I've learned and grown in understanding of how my day cannot be based on how it goes. Because as moms, our day is always going to go differently than we plan.
Yeah.
We're never going to measure up to what we view as the right thing to do or the right way it should look. And so we cannot allow our attitudes or our actions with our children to depend on, you know, if we got nap time or not.
Exactly. And I think one of the issues with making nap time too important or making, I don't say nap time, but just time to ourselves is because here's the big myth that you think it's going to be enough for you. It's never going to be enough. Mm-hmm. Like, here's the funny thing is even when my kids' naps all sink and even when my oldest child plays really quietly and even when I get a really long period of time, it's still not enough. Mm-hmm. Like, I still don't ever feel like, well, I got all the things I needed to get done. My whole to-do list got, you know, all is perfect. And so it's kind of lying to you. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's like this little, you know, bait, like, if you just get this, if you just get this time to yourself, then you're going to be okay. And I will just tell you that nothing is going to fulfill you except for Jesus. Yep. And the only thing that is going to quench that... Happy baby. Is going to quench that thirst for you is being in God's presence and being connected to Jesus and relying on him and having your hope in him. No amount of time to yourself and rest is ever going to fulfill you.
Yes. Amen. And I think that if you look at it as, okay, maybe mm-hmm. you're a mom who has a lot of time right now, or maybe yeah. you're a mom like Emily, where you have zero time. you know, there are kind of two ways to look at nap time that we'll yeah. go through kind of quickly here. But if you have a lot of time, if you're kind of maybe in my boat where you have to be pretty purposeful with that time, or you can quickly lose it. I think like the thing to look at that here is like, that is such a gift to have this season
yes.
of having true like built-in blocks of time of self-care. And so if you're looking for self-care, check out that episode. It's mm-hmm. one of our earlier ones, I think number 3. And then also, we also want to just encourage you once again to like, remember to prioritize your quiet time and your time with the Lord. And so if yep. you're not able to get that in the morning or whenever that may be, that nap time is a great time to do yes. that. And so go back to, it was a couple episodes ago, but yeah. the quiet time episode, and listen in if you're looking for tips on that. But,
and this is, what is your time worth? Remember
yeah, that's a
that
good one
episode
too.
Of just about like looking at your time and figuring out if you are trying to fit in, maybe you are trying to fit in a part-time job,
yes.
or whatever
yes.
it is you're trying to
a
fit
hobby,
in.
A hobby, a ministry,
yes.
Different things like that.
If you have that kind of time to be really intentional and say, how can I best use the time that I have to glorify God and
yes.
to serve and love my family well, and let that look differently. And maybe that's going to determine how you use nap time. And then kind of on the other side of that spectrum would be
yeah.
if you don't have a ton of nap time.
Which I'll let Emily speak to since that's where she is.
Yeah. And I think, again, it's like that letting go. And I will tell you that was a really, really hard process for me. And I feel like I'm finally sort of on the other side of that, but finding other ways and letting rest and self-care be a lot broader than nap time
mm-hmm.
and, giving yourself built-in times either each day or each season. And honestly, just being more dependent on God of like, that is one reason why I think I wake up earlier now, because it's just like, I have to, like,
mm-hmm. yeah.
if I want to have that time with the Lord and I want to do some of that self-care, I want to shower, like, I can't always do that during a nap time anymore. So
mm-hmm.
it's just being thoughtful and practical, or maybe even having children, you know, whatever it is, your oldest child going off into another room or by you, wherever you want to do, and
yeah.
letting them say, hey, you need to play with toys, and like, you need to learn yep. how to entertain yourself, because mommy needs to read her Bible, or mommy needs to like unload the dishwasher without
yeah.
you crawling in it.
Yeah.
And so you need to sit here and whatever it is. So I think there's other things you can do, even if you have a child that's, you feel like not a good napper, that doesn't mean that you don't have any self-care, you don't have any rest.
Yeah, and I think not just having kind of that woe is me mentality of, I think
yes.
looking at it kind of the way Emily is of, you know, building it in other ways, and, you know, remembering that like this is going to change and morph as quickly
mm-hmm.
as your children do. And so,
yes.
You know, not getting too upset. Because
yes.
again, that is like going back to our heart attitudes
yes.
and whatever you're spending that time, if you have it, if you don't, and however you're spending it, again, we are not saying, you know, if you are watching TV during it, oh, that's the wrong thing to do, because that is, can be a genuine form of self-care. But we are just encouraging you today to look at your heart attitude during nap time, how little or how much you get, and to
mm-hmm.
really be honest and evaluate with what you are placing value and hope
mm-hmm.
on. Is it in your nap time and yourself and in what you want and how you want to spend that time? Or is it in Jesus Christ and what he did for you
mm-hmm.
and the way he has been so faithful to you over time, and he continues to be faithful to you throughout the day no
yeah.
matter what happens?
Yeah, who do you think is in control of your life?
Yes, exactly.
Ourselves or Jesus? All right. Well, with that, we will leave you guys. You may have been listening to this during nap time. We don't know.
That's a really good way to use it. Let's
oh,
just say
yeah. that. yeah. Side note, Laura and I both love listening to podcasts during nap time.
Yes,
but,
for sure.
Okay. So, but yes, we want you guys to find, you can find our whole archive. I know we mentioned several episodes on our website, risenmotherhood.com. And we'll also have show notes with the links to some of those things that we mentioned, along with some other articles that may be pertinent to this topic. So yeah, find us and leave us a review or rating on iTunes if you have a chance. That really helps other moms find us.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely share this. If you have a friend you've been maybe talking with about this topic,
mm-hmm.
Share this episode. So thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks, guys.